Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Friday, everybody. Sunny Friday.
Indeed.
I'm going to show to the YouTube people. Yep. Oh, wait, I'm wearing shorts.
Showing
legs. We know you're... Oh, God, don't hurt yourself. It is shorts weather is upon us here.
Indeed.
What a great, nice little treat for the weekend.
I like how we both went the same thing. We went shorts with a little mild hoodie.
Yeah, because it's not warm. It's just warm enough to show the legs. Little sunshine.
Yeah, you know.
Yesterday, it was a beautiful day, too.
It was thigh season.
No, it was... A great day, but we got off an hour early for Ducks basketball. Ducks beat UCLA in the Pac-12 tournament to advance to take on Arizona today. 4 o'clock our pregame starts, is that right?
4:30
our pregame starts.
5 o'clock tip.
5 o'clock tip. What will the people do without in the news back-to-back days?
Ooh, yeah, that's a rough one.
Nobody's going to know their news.
Yeah.
I think that's what we can deduce from this.
Noted newsman Isaac Rapp on hiatus.
But I got home yesterday and I realized my wife has a secret trick and I don't know what it, I don't know. I'm sure everybody else has the same one. My wife has a secret trick to where it was like, hey, boom, done an hour early, get to go home. That woman off the top of her head just rattled off about 8 things I could do around the house. I was like, oh God.
Oh God. As opposed to enjoying a little time off.
Yeah. Like she didn't even have to think.
Yeah.
It was just holstered.
Yeah.
She had it just ready to shoot. And I was like, whoa, I'm not ready for this right now.
I'm ready for my early release.
And
nope. My wife just puts a standing list.
I had
on
the
refrigerator.
You have the standing list.
Yeah. And it gets updated.
The ability for her to just fire off things that need to be done it's second to none. I applaud her for it. I wasn't even mad. I was impressed. I just took a seat back and I was like,
did you do any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. I did the one that I did not want to do. Just check that one off because it was like, I know this is coming. I know I have to do it. Because we got big, huge pine tree in our neighbor's yard.
Ah.
Big, huge, don't even know what produces the spiky balls. You know the little spiky balls?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, they're just spiky balls. There's a big spiky ball tree, and also in another neighbor's yard. And they have just been, we had a lot of wind over the weekend. Our backyard is just covered in spiky balls and pine needles. And so I was in the backyard taking those up off the turf because they get stuck in the turf, you know?
It's the American sweet gum.
Sure.
Well, it says there could be several options.
There's okay.
The buckeye slash horse chestnut, the sweet gum, mm-hmm. or chestnut.
Well, it's the sweet gum. I think it's all the sweet gum. We don't have buckeye here, do we?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think chestnut is a good bet for
chestnut
around here.
I think it might be the chestnut because they're not as spiky as this one and the leaves don't look quite like this. I think chestnut, final answer, is what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Chestnut, final answer. Because I'm looking at the pictures now. Looks more chestnutty. But anyways, I was doing that in the sun yesterday. Mm. And coincidentally, one lamented with the neighbor who has the chestnut tree about the spiky balls. And he was like, yeah, they're everywhere. Like, yeah, they're everywhere right now. But then my neighbors Ron and Deb came out. And my neighbors Ron and Deb are not sports people. They are the best neighbors ever. So if this is happening right now, you guys are the best neighbors ever. But it was a great interaction because Ron and Deb were talking about how they're like, "Hey, we heard your show the other day." I was like, "Uh-oh,
that's problematic."
Here we go. They're like, "Yeah, usually you know we're music in the car people, but the connection, the aux cord came out and." Our car defaulted to AM radio.
Oh.
And they said, I don't know how, but it went to your station. We were in the car and we're like, hey, that's Dusty's talking right now.
We know that guy.
Yeah. And Ron was like, no, it's not. He's like, no, that's not him. That's not him. And he's like, you know, we listened for a while and it's not my cup of tea, but it was a good listen. Like, it was a good listen. And then Ron drops this one on me, and it was great because he's not a sports guy, mm-hmm. you know. He goes, I mean, I probably will never listen again, but if I do.
It'll be you guys.
I was like, you know what? Thank you. Like
I respect that.
I respect that, and yeah. It fits. You know, it was the ultimate backhanded compliment there, which was like, hey, it was fun to listen to. It was a good listen. But if it happens again, it will be by complete accident the next time I do it. And I was, he's like, I don't want you to take offense to that. I was like, oh, no offense taken.
No, appreciate it.
I am here for this accidental listen that you guys had, but it just not their cup of tea at all. But I wonder how many people have accidentally stumbled across the fan and are like, yeah, I'll just keep it here for a while. You know,
I imagine
I'm just
going to
keep it here.
That's how they get here. They're just the radio hitchhikers.
Yeah. They just stumble across.
Thumbs out, and this is where they landed.
Yeah. I mean, they were listening to their music, and then boom, just, why is our radio on AM? Here they are.
Just spinning the wheel like a Price is Right, and this is where they landed.
Yeah, but my first concern was, what did they hear?
Yeah, depending on when they tune in, like, that sounds like Dusty. No, it doesn't. The other guy sounds like he's pretty murdery.
What could they have possibly heard? And, luckily, it was something innocuous. Like, it was our jersey conversation that we were having.
Mm.
Where I have jerseys, I just never wear them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Deb was like, why do you have jerseys that you never wear? I was like, you should have listened more, yeah. You know? Like, just, I'm not a jersey guy. Mm. Just players I like, teams I like, you know?
Mm.
Just stumbling across it.
Indeed.
Out in the wild. Well, you got any plans for this great summery weekend?
Nothing. Purposefully.
Oh.
Purposefully,
nothing.
Like, wife and I might take the pups on a walk or a trip or two, but it's a chill weekend. I had five straight nights of basketball, and I'm tired. I'm tired. I have gotten home at midnight every night for the last five nights.
There's a dude that is like digging a ditch right now, going, "Really, Danny?
Yeah,
you're five nights of not playing basketball."
No. And that's what I told my wife. I'm like, I'm tired of sitting. I do 3 hours of sitting at a radio station, then I go sit for freaking four more hours.
Just you know what we need
tired.
To do? We should get you one of those desk treadmills. You know?
Right?
You can get your steps in.
Get while I'm here?
Yeah, just get your steps in, and we can get these get this thing rolling. Rust, anything good on the docket for you?
The sixth grader comes home from outdoor school today, so we're going to let her pick dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. And you haven't gotten past that?
No, not really. All I'm right. Sure there'll be some yard work involved. Go grab the old lawnmower and take care of some of that.
It's what we got to do.
Right? Yeah, the lawnmower will come out. That'll happen.
Get turf. Get turf.
Well, I just especially hate our backyard, too, because it's kind of sloped and naturally terraced and just overgrown and, like, not finished, but...
Oh, you said
still needs to be mowed.
Terrorist.
Lots of blackberries.
Not terrorists. It's not a Taliban training facility.
It's like, you got the little jungle gym there. You got the monkey bars in the backyard.
Let me tell you, even like 19-year-old me was like, "What the hell are these guys doing?"
You got Hamas hiding behind the shed back there.
I mean, like, what was supposed to be intimidating about the monkey bars?
Well, they got us.
I never understood that one.
Here's a good text, Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. My wife looks at the 10-day forecast and hits me with the planned to-do list a week and a half out. Advance notice is both appreciated and insane. Oh, insanely annoying. Connected to the next text.
Yes.
It is. Like, but somebody's got to be that planner in the house, you know? Somebody has to have that foresight or nothing will get done. And I had to tackle the backyard because, like, this is one of those milestones. We have milestone birthday in the house. 10.
Ooh.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter turns 10 at the end of the month, but she's a spring break kid. So she's got we got a big birthday party.
Mm.
Got a big birthday party. 10-year-old Taylor Swift theme.
Ooh.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I think
Hera's tour.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I think that movie is now streaming version on the old Disney Plus, starting today, I believe.
Oh, I know. I have heard.
All about it.
Oh, my God.
You've been
told? The Swifties are in my daughter's full-in Swiftie now. My niece has fully converted her over.
Yes, the cult?
Oh, yeah. It is, like, I've heard about a countdown has been going on in our home for the Eras tour, which she went to the movie theater, saw it twice in the theaters. She's like, it's going to be streaming. I'm like, it is. Yeah. We're going to have to do this. But I mean, look, I might become a Swiftie. I'm here for being a Swiftie.
There's worse things. Not many, but there's worse things.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot worse things. Yeah. I mean, there are. Think of it this way. We live and die by our sports teams' wins and losses. They live and die by Taylor Swift and the news that comes out.
Sure.
There's no difference. Yeah. We're all just looking for that thing to be irrationally passionate about in our lives.
It's just when it crosses into cult-like.
Yeah.
For either side.
Well, what are you talking about? Like, I think it's totally normal to be a cult sports fan. hey, tread lightly, Raider fan.
Like,
tread lightly, Raider fan. This is our year.
I'm just saying. Like, doxing players kind of a thing. Like, look, you know.
And that the Swifties, of course, there's a truly insane
That's what I'm talking about.
Facet of every fan base.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that.
But I think most people, you handle it normally. And do you yell at your television? Yeah. Do you yell at your phone when you see a report? Yeah. We all do this. We all do it. They just have Taylor Swift as their fan club. And once I rationalized that and I got that inside my thick, dumb skull, I'm okay with it. And I think I've got a Taylor Swift shirt now that I have to wear for the birthday party.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it'll make an appearance here.
You can shake it off.
Oh, hells yeah. Hells yeah, getting ready for the cruel summer.
From the Vancouver Ford text line, if you haven't done monkey bars in a while, don't. I tore rib cartilage doing monkey bars at 38, never felt so old. So maybe they were showing out.
Oh, my back hurts just thinking about that.
Hey, monkey bars, it's a young man's game.
Yeah.
It's a young man's game. We'll go to the playground every now and then.
Yeah.
And every time I get on there, it is like my shoulder is like, uh-oh, it's coming out. It's coming out. But I can't have the kids show me up, so of course I get on there. An injury will happen. They will be monkey bars related.
What you need to do is after they laugh at you, is you're like, hey, let's go play some tetherball. And then you know what to do.
Dude, I know what to do. I have done it. They want none of me on the tetherball.
They want none of that smoke.
No. It took them, like...
Why is that ball whistling?
It took them one time apiece. Dad showing no mercy. And then my wife...
Just going full on Billy Madison and dodgeball.
Yes. I did.
Yes.
And then my wife pops off that she was great at tetherball. Step in the circle. Death. Let's go. Uh-huh. And you know what? that was over real quick. I will show no mercy. Yeah. Tetherball and wall ball, I will dominate you at tetherball and wall ball if that's the case.
Gotta hit those grounders, baby.
Oh, here's the other thing, though. When you get on the tetherball, I'm not going to give you a drop out of that. But when you play tetherball against another grown adult male, that is dangerous.
Oh, that thing's moving.
That thing is dangerous. Yeah. And like,
we are both fighting to not get a drop right now.
You hit that ball when it's just humming around that pole. And oh my goodness, it is a wake up call. But I think we need tetherball in the Olympics. Can I just say that?
Oh God, very.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Huge humans,
just massive.
I'd watch the heck out of that,
wouldn't you?
Yeah. Massive humans smashing balls
in the face. Like there are some where you just get out of the way. Yeah. I would P1 that. Oh, I would must watch viewing. And what they usually do, like this is the beauty of like a. What is it, Universal Sports, that the Olympic Channel that they bring on? They'll throw like on USA or the Olympic Channel in like the Australian games. They throw on the obscure sports at like 2 a.m. our time. Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's prime watching time.
It's fantastic because you're like, what are they even doing?
I'm like, but I'm in.
And then your patriotism comes out.
You become
and you're
an
just
expert
like,
overnight.
No, screw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Russian was doping. Yeah, and America. I feel justified now that they were.
They all were.
I was just calling that out at the time. I was ahead of the curve there. So, dominate your kids at tetherball. That's the moral of the story.
Yes.
Okay? It's a sunny weekend.
Pull no punches.
Go out. Mm-mm.
And you know, you can't throw a ball at a kid anymore, but you can hit it off a wall very hard and have it go a certain place.
Them's the facts right there.
It's true.
Yeah. 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 Also, neighborhood kids get a game of kickball going. Don't do that though, because you're one kick away from popping that bad boy, and then you get that kick and you hit that ball flush and it's sailing through the air and you're like, yep, I'm gonna leg this one out. Another
trot.
Kickball's where I draw the line. Wall ball, tether ball, I'm here for.
The danger of the pickle stretcher is real.
You know what to do. Yeah. You know what to do.
You've never heard the term pickle stretcher?
Nope.
Negative.
Really?
Negative ghost rider.
Wow.
All right. Okay. See, blood blisters on the hands as a mid-40s dad out there with my daughter on the monkey bars. Yeah. If you wear a wedding ring, you got to take that thing off. The thing that scares me about wearing my wedding ring is the avulsion fracture. Have you ever seen pictures of that?
Of what?
It's an avulsion fracture. It's like where your ring gets caught and you don't Google it. Anybody else, Danny, you're safe. No. You can go ahead.
Just puckered up thinking about it.
It is the most gnarly of injuries. It's why Kirk Cousins wears his silicone ring while he's playing the football on the field. They're gnarly. You see what that is?
Yeah, this is kind of what happened to my buddy. He's got a stub now.
That's how you become Stubbs.
Yeah, he has a
everybody's great friend Stubbs.
He was those big dumpsters, like the ones like what I call them, the 10-yard ones. Yep. That you like for doing demo and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He jumped off the top of it, and his finger got caught and.
Yep. You don't want that. You don't want that. I'm not about that life. Hey, we got somebody right here. Just like my neighbors Ron and Deb, Jeffrey. That's how I found you guys. The music on the radio got bad. Too many commercials repeated, I just didn't know. You guys are live, and it's never the same. Thanks. I feel like we pluck off a few who stumble across this station and are like,
the hell's this?
All right, I'm here. Let's go. We got sports today. Actually, this was a big sports day.
It got loaded real quick.
Yeah. The Big East tournament is something that I want to discuss today. It's not top headline news.
The fighting Rick Pitino's?
Everything about the Big East tournament right now, it's showing it is the tournament of gods in conference tournaments. So we have that, and it has really nothing to do with basketball. We have three pieces of audio that we have in for today. of the Big East tournament that have all just gone absolutely sideways, and I'm here for it. We have got NFL news. The free agency period, it started with the bang on Monday, but NFL has gotten even more crazy as the days have gone on, and now we're starting to see, as teams have struck out or hit gold in free agency, we're starting to see teams draft slotting happen, mm-hmm. and teams are making those ancillary moves to bolster their roster. Looking at you, Minnesota. And one thing that I'm very terrified of, but I'm bracing for it, so everybody else brace for it.
Oh.
In the NFL. We have college football. The college football playoff.
Indeed.
Has been agreed upon. We have a gentleman's agreement and gentlewoman's agreement across the CFP now, and we will be getting the details on the how much money each school is going to be getting from ESPN, which is paying a butt ton of cash.
Indeed.
And then we have the NBA.
Indeed.
Golly. Look at where we're at. But the biggest news of the day is the greatest of his generation. He gone. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
The danger of the pickle stretcher.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get aboard the Silverbird, depart in gate 19. Satisfy your Walter Mitty mind.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
It'd been bandied about and rumored for a while, but Aaron Donald officially hanging it up. And quite possibly goes down as the greatest defender of his generation. If for my money, best defender of his generation.
I mean, you can make a legitimate argument that Aaron Donald's the most dominant defensive lineman of all time. So, best defensive player of a generation? Pretty easy sell.
10 years in the NFL, a 10-time Pro Bowler, 8-time first-team All-Pro, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep, spent 30% of his career as the Defensive Player of the Year.
And one thing that I look at with Aaron Donald, that the only other guy that really can put up over the span of his career, mm-hmm. is J.J. Watt.
Yep.
J.J. Watt had more sacks in fewer games, but he was always hurt, is one thing. And the one thing that kind of will always push Aaron Donald over the top is he was the Super Bowl champ as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of them were three-time defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. The All-Pros, I think J.J. Watt had five-time first-team All-Pro. But he would have been first-team All-Pro in those years that he ended up getting hurt, but he was hurt all the time. And that was the thing that was crazy about Aaron Donald is you look down at his durability. He, outside of 2022, where he only played 11 games when they kind of shut things down too, he played almost every game every year.
Yeah.
He missed like one or no games every year of his career. He was insanely durable at a position where he was getting double and triple teamed
every play
in the most physical position on the field. And he was always healthy. Like that was it's crazy to think about with Aaron Donald.
And that's why he's getting out of 10 years. Because he was always healthy. And now he's got nothing left to prove.
No.
And he wants to walk.
Yeah, quite literally. He's pulling the Derrick Rose, I want to be able to walk on my kid's graduation.
Yeah.
But he's like, dude, I've done this for a decade, and I have
What's left for him to achieve? He's going the first time his name gets typed out on a ballot, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
176 tackles for loss over his career.
Good God.
111 sacks. The most dominant. I think the
11 sacks a year is a guy who primarily plays between the guards.
He had the fewest number of sacks that he had in a year was five, when he played in 11 games.
Yeah.
He had five sacks. But you go down his list, it was 9 as a rookie, 11, 8, 11, 20 and a half, 12 and a half, 13 and a half, 12 and a half, 5, and then 8 this year. He was an absolute animal. And like the thing that my mind immediately went to is, one, his hierarchy, all-time defenders. And I still don't think, like, Aaron Donald is up there as, like, one of the top 10 defenders of our time, or in football, period.
Yes.
He's in that, but he's not Lawrence Taylor. He's still not Reggie White. But he is one of those guys that you sit there and you go, all right, you can make that argument of him being a top 5 defensive player
ever.
Period. Like, he's in, and when you talk defensive players, you're also bringing guys in like Deion Sanders and Ronnie Lott and
Ed Reed.
I mean, Charles Woodson is one of the best, you know, corners of all time. But I think that when you look at Aaron Donald and the dominance that he had in the focus that he had on every team and the stylistic differences that you see across the NFL, boy, his career is one of the most impressive when you put it all together.
Especially when you think about knife hands.
Knife hands. I think that's the one last thing that he needed to prove is that he could actually get stabbed and still get to the quarterback. Because he was never stabbed in those workouts.
Turns out.
The other thing that came to my mind was, all right, does this mean Sean McVay's done? Remember 2 years ago when this conversation kind of started, Sean McVay said, when Aaron Donald retires, it's the day I retire.
Well,
Sean McVay. And this takes a huge, I mean, this does change the NFC West and the landscape of the NFC West, because last year, the Rams, they 100% outkicked the expectations of what they were going to be last year. And this year it was like, hey, Stafford still has some juice left in that arm. They have like the possession receiver, Holy Grail, in Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp on that roster. And they were knocking it out of the park with their assets that they're finally getting back now. And Les Snead's going to be able to draft some guys again because F them picks is now gone and they're going to start drafting replacements. But there is no replacement for Aaron Donald in the middle of your defense. And what does this do to change the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC West? Because if the people that were the most happy were Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Who said, never come back. the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFC West, but the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
And the San Francisco 49ers sitting there just being like, yeah, that's the dude right there who is going to throw a wrench in anything. And now there's a big hole in the Rams defense. I was talking this past weekend with Max Unger, and that this conversation came up of who is the most dominant player you ever faced. And he was like, Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald, and it's not even close. No. He was a one-man wrecking crew.
And he had to see him twice a year.
Impossible to block, right? Yeah. And it was just like, buckle up, because
you're going for a ride for 60 minutes.
And really, all centers across the NFL and the NFC West, all of a sudden now you have a lot more explaining to do, because when you played the Rams, it was like, well, what are you going to do, Aaron Donald? Now you actually have to be like, there's some explaining I got to do on this one, because nobody holds a candle to what Aaron Donald was able to accomplish. As in, you can move him inside, you can move him outside. You never knew where he was coming from, yet he still got home.
That's the insane part about it, is that, and especially early in his career, he was just between the guards.
Yeah.
He was inside and dominating. He was dominating being double teamed. That's the thing to me that makes him so insane is his double. Have you ever seen like the charts that have like his career double team rate, like year by year? It's him, and then there's a giant, it's a chart, you know, XY graph.
Yeah.
It's him all the way to the far right, and then there's a chasm before the next guy. And then you compare those two guys' production, you go,
oh, Nelly.
How? How is he being doubled at this rate and still having better production than this guy? And you're just like, that. The math doesn't math here.
Truly elite. Like, we throw that term around so often, but that is what Aaron Donald was, man.
That's what first ballot Hall of Famer looks like.
Hell yeah. And he's only 32 years old.
Good for him.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is the Rams paid him $8.8 million to go away today.
8.8?
Yep. Otherwise, he would have had like $20 million in roster guarantees. So they were like, hey, buddy, do this today, and we'll give you a nice little chunk of change.
Nice little payday on the way out, man. Where do you have him in the hierarchy of all time?
Is all-time defenders?
All-time defensive players.
To me, I know everybody says Lawrence Taylor. To me, Reggie White was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the top two is LT and Reggie. I've got Donald right there. I've got him as three.
Yeah. I think Gardner Minshew would agree.
He's a big-ass boy.
But this text just came in Vancouver Ford text line. Never forget.
Oh my God.
Geno Smith. That was, oh my God.
That's Aaron Donald coming free.
Oh my God.
That's so good.
The panic.
But the realization, because as a quarterback, you're not looking at the lineman coming at you. You're keeping your eyes downfield. But all of a sudden, the realization that's 99 coming free is, oh, my God.
How do I go back to the bench, Pete?
Think about that. Think about being a quarterback, and you are so in tune and locked in and just, hey, you know you're going to get hit. You know you're going to get hit. Even then, so sometimes when you see a free rusher, and you're like, oh, this is going to suck. But you don't get that just because you don't get Aaron Donald coming free ever.
Yeah. Do you think he is actually retiring because Russell Wilson is not just out of the NFC West, but out of the AFC West as well? Because Aaron Donald's the most sacked quarterbacks by Aaron
Feasting
Donald in
him.
His career. Carson Palmer comes in at 3.5 along with Jimmy Garoppolo and Kirk Cousins.
Uh-huh.
CJ Beathard, he had 4 against him in one game.
Poor Beathard.
Dak Prescott sacked 5 times by Aaron Donald. Oof. Matthew Stafford had enough of it, so he just joined his team 6
smart.
Times. Kyler Murray, 6.5 sacks from Aaron Donald. All of them pale in comparison. Russell Wilson, 15.
Good God.
He sacked Russell Wilson 15 times in his career. 15 of 111.
Russ got cooked.
Right?
Russ got cooked. They made him a smash burger, man.
Tell you what, those little quarterbacks, done. Russ and Kyler, got eaten up. I guess the thing is there is that some
big men fall hard.
Yeah, I was say the little guys, like once he gets his paws on you, I'd imagine you're probably cooked.
Yeah. But you had Donald, like that's top three.
Yeah.
Like he's a top three defensive player. And like, look, there's been a lot of great players that, and like, this is the hard part when you don't count sacks until what, 1982?
You had Deacon Jones and
you have Deacon
such.
Jones, Mean Joe Green, yeah. All these guys that were absolute monsters, yet their stats don't hold a candle. Mm-hmm. Like Aaron Donald, his sheer dominance in playing across the line, you put him on the left, you put him on the right, you put him in the middle, you put him on the outside. He was a one-man wrecking
when
crew.
Every offensive he's lineman there, says Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Like when if you say his name out loud, they get spooked.
And he had like an 8-pack. Nobody should have.
Yeah, no, 300-pounders should not have definition in their stomach.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray's Twitter response when he heard the news of Donald retiring, he just said, thank God.
Yes.
That would
go away.
That would be interesting if Aaron Donald just was like, yeah, now I'm not playing anymore. I'm just going to be fat.
I hope so.
Like, he's just going to be
fat. Or does he go full Joe Thomas and get skinny? We get skinny Aaron Donald.
God, that wouldn't be fun. It'd
be weird, right?
Yeah. Question, and then we're going to go to break here. This might be the tougher one than where is he all-time on defense? Where is Aaron Donald in the pantheon of Pitt football players?
Oh, God.
That list is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's the craziest list in college football.
It's one where you're like, are we serious, sir? No. You serious, Clark? We'll also get the agreement we've been waiting for. It's finally here. Mm. And there's two schools that, good and bad. Good and bad. Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Wrapped around each other. As we were gushing over Aaron Donald and how great he is, where is he on the list of Pitt Panthers all time? Because he is a Pitt guy.
Yeah, it's that's a list.
You've got Aaron Donald, mm-hmm. Tony Dorsett.
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, Larry Fitzgerald, uh-huh. Mike Ditka, Chris Dolman, Russ Grimm, Darrell Revis, also. Curtis mm-hmm. Martin is in there.
It's a lot of Hall of Famers.
Ironhead Hayward, Craig Ironhead Hayward, he's one of the... Pitt now has... Revis went in last summer.
Yeah.
He was their 10th Pro Football Hall of Famer.
That's nuts when you consider the lack of success that Pitt has had. This isn't Alabama. This isn't Georgia.
No.
It's Pitt.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, they had a golden era, for sure.
They've always been very solid.
Yes.
I mean, they've turned out guys like Kenny Pickett and Nathan Peterman. Mm.
I do miss the bygone era of Dave Wanstead.
Yeah. Dave Wanstead, also a Pitt guy. He played at Pitt, too. He had a coach at Pitt.
Yeah. Great jaw.
Good, solid mustache. Just
great combo, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking down the list
Trailing
here.
Only Bill Cowher.
You have got 14 Hall of Famers from Notre Dame and USC apiece. You've got 11 Michigan Wolverines have made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then you have Pitt at 10. They have 10 Hall of Famers equaling Ohio State. That's crazy to think about that the Pitt Panthers, you go Notre Dame, SC, Ohio State, Pitt.
Yeah. It's like, what? Wait, what?
All right.
That's like the military clown meme where they're all lining up at the door.
It's yeah.
What was he doing there?
Jimbo Covert, Mike Ditka, Chris Dolman, Tony Dorsett, Russ Grimm, Ricky Jackson, Dan Marino, Curtis Martin, Darrell Revis, Joe Schmidt. Those are your Pitt Panther Hall of Famers.
And that's I'll tell you what.
And then Larry Fitzgerald and Aaron Donald will be in there in first balloters.
5 years,
I mean, you're talking how many first ballot guys are on that list?
I mean,
Jimbo Covert, that's a first ballot Hall of Fame name.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I love great names.
Aren't all of the modern era guys first ballot? Was Curtis first ballot?
Curtis Martin, I do not believe, was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Don't quote me on that, but I think he had to wait a couple of years before he got in.
But otherwise, they're all the modern era guys are first ballot.
Yeah. It's the, like, Pitt is a who's
that's,
who, man.
That's a nasty list, man.
Yeah. And they're guys, like, they're current guys that are in the NFL. I mean, Nathan Peterman's and
Kenny Pickett's
be damned. They still got a good list of guys that are in. Damar Hamlin came back from the dead. Still playing in the NFL. Not a Hall of Famer, but, I mean, their list of accomplishments is incredible. Incredible. All right.
Trying to look and see. Tyler, current guys, recognizable guys. Yeah, it's not bad.
No, it's better than, you know.
It's actually a significant number.
Yeah.
It's probably about 40 guys.
Yeah. There's
Tyler Boyd is the one leading the list, and then Dane Jackson. And James Conner.
For those wondering,
there you go.
I think Oregon is an outlier on this in these Hall of Fame lists too. They have 6. They have the same as UCLA. Syracuse has 8 too, and that name's pretty. That list is incredible.
A weird one too.
Jim Brown, Larry Zonka, your boy Al Davis, Marvin Harrison, John Mackey, Art Monk, Jim Ringo, Floyd Little. God.
Who does Oregon have?
Well, you have Dan Fouts, who's in there from Oregon. You have got
Wilcox.
Dave Wilcox, Mel Renfro, Norm Van Brocklin, Gary Zimmerman, now Alphonse Lehmans. Those are your Oregon Duck Hall of Famers. But that's like equaling Penn State and most of those guys being before Oregon football was
good.
What we know it as now. Well, really, all of those guys before Oregon football as we know it now. And having them having 6s, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Huh.
And those guys, I feel like those are all probably from a 10-year era, too.
It spreads out a little bit
more. No, because Fouts is later, for sure.
Yeah. Fouts is in the 70s, Mel Renfro's 60s, Norm Van Brocklin, 50s, Wilcox, 60s, and then Zimmerman's 80s.
Okay. Yeah. So 50s, 60s, and then there's Fouts.
Hey, Dan Fouts. Their coaching staff at that time was incredible. Like John Robinson, former USC coach, he was on staff there. George Seifert was on staff there. Fouts' backup was Norv Turner.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some football brains on the bench.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty incredible, those list of guys. All right. Well, we're not getting to the college football playoff in this segment, but we will do it next because. Yeah. The Beavs and the Cougs, they got a little good news, a little bad news. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
You good news or bad news first, guy?
Oh, bad news me.
Okay. The bad news for Washington State and Oregon State is that under the new college football playoff agreement that has been signed by the Power Five and Group of Five conference commissioners and Notre Dame, because they always get thrown in there. Notre Dame, everybody. Under the new agreement, the bad news is that Oregon State and Washington State will be receiving around $360,000 annually from the college football playoff.
Is that good?
Well, they were getting $6 to $7 million.
Uh-oh.
I mean, 360 a year is good if it's, you know, my salary. I'll take that.
You'll take it. You'll take it. Not running an athletic department, though. No. Not good news. The good news is, though, Bill Hancock, the executive director of the college football playoff, in an interview with Heather Dinich of ESPN, said that over the next two seasons, there will be a path for both Oregon State and Washington State to make the college football playoff. And I think that that is... That's all you can ask for if you are the Beavs and the Cougs during this two-year influx run that you're going to be in without a conference. But the way that everything is shaking out as far as the financials, and we will know more ironclad what those financials will be when ESPN and the College Football Playoff announce the actual television deal that's in place. But right now, it is the payout's going to be about $1.33 billion per year for ESPN. Over 6 years of the college football playoff.
And 300,000, huh?
No. 360,000.
Oh, my bad.
You can round that up to 400 if you'd like.
That's what they're telling Oregon State. You can round up.
Well, I mean, if Arizona had a $225 million accounting error this past year at their university, then, I mean, that's not so bad in comparison.
And that's why they always make sure you understand how to carry the one.
Yes, but... the grand scheme of things, Oregon State and Washington State, this is no surprise to anybody. They are in a state of flux right now. And the good news is that they will have that $100 million to distribute between the two of them over the next two seasons. So each one will get, you know, $50 million a pop, as the Pac-12 is just a placeholder in name that, you know, NCAA units will be paid out, and the payouts that come down the pipeline from the existing television deal that is set to expire. They will have a little bit of money in their coffers, but right now you're talking $360,000. There is not a benefit to going down the road of being independent. And right now the group of fives, they're going to be splitting about $1.8 million apiece, right? I mean, that is a significant difference. They're getting one-fifth of what the group of five is going to be splitting amongst themselves.
I'd say hang on, like it's like the cat hanging from the tree, but don't.
Yeah,
don't, because like, I mean, this isn't even like what movie is that when he's got the roll of hundreds and he just like peels off one for the kids and like, go buy yourself something nice, kid.
Well, and this is exactly kind of going down the lines of, you know, everybody kind of fending for themselves. When you look at the way that the rest of the money is going to be distributed, the Big Ten and the SEC, each school is going to be getting around $21 million a pop out of this payout. $21 million a pop. And the ACC and the Big 12, they are in a far less financially stable position where they're going to be getting, you know, around like $16 to $17 million a pop. Oh, well, I guess the ACC, the schools get $13 annually. And then
$13?
The Big 12. Or $13 million.
that's tough, yeah, out there.
Yeah, take that. The Oregon State and Washington State are really sticking it to them. And then the Big 12 will get about $12 million each, along with Notre Dame gets about $12
million. And this is, again, why I'm looking at you, Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Indiana. I'll give you an Indiana. Northwestern. What the hell did you do to deserve just your location?
Just your history of when you got in, right? Like, your history of when you got into the conference, and you're just riding the coattails.
Get them out.
And they will look at it, and the rest of the top of their conference will look at it as, this is what you get for getting your teeth kicked in every year. And that's essentially what it is, because somebody's got to be bad.
Sure, then rotate out guys to get their teeth kicked in.
I agree with that. I agree with the earn your way in.
No.
But at this point...
Because right now it's literally just location.
You look at where Oregon State and Washington State are at, and guess what? You can throw UConn in this as well, because UConn is in the same boat. But if you look at why nobody would ever agree to this, it's because of the fact that all of those other schools that we're talking about, whether it's, you know, Indiana or Northwestern or Vanderbilt, they don't want to sit there and look down the barrel of a gun that's pointing at you that says $360,000. Why would they ever agree to that? And they wouldn't. It would have to be your whole conference dissolving. And that's the tough part about it. And really where we'll pick this up on the other end is what the future looks like, because they're making no bones about it. The Big Ten and the SEC are in control.
Yes.
Next on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.